This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And it's good to be here this Friday, headed into afternoon in my part of the world, and afternoon in a lot of other places. You know, earlier in the week on Wednesday night, I had a couple hours, unexpected couple hours. Actually, I would have let y'all know last week. I was on Coast to Coast talking about the same themes, you know, carrying what we've been talking about the last few weeks a little further to a whole different group of folks. But I did hear from one of the InfoWars listeners that appreciates this hour. But I also hear, you know, I read the emails that come to me at info@earthpulse.com. I try to read them. I may not always respond. Time is only so much, but I try to look at them. And there were a couple things that came through. Firstly, I want to apologize for last week. I said, I used the phrase asshole when I thought the bad guys. And here's the thing. One man's asshole is another man's hero. Okay. I'll say that again. One man's asshole is another guy's hero. And I was talking about the divinity of man last week. And so it didn't fit the context, and I apologize. It was wrong. And what I want to say is the divinity of man deserves more respect than that. And I was a bad example of it. So I apologize to that for 2 million people, for the man that pointed it out to me, and thank you for that. The other thing I'd say about all that is this. That's me, okay? I'm not saying that's what everybody else's programming is, but for me, for who I am, that's my programming. And then I got this other thing that someone said, that they said, hey, what your message is doesn't fit the program. It doesn't fit what we're doing the other 19 hours during the week with Alex. And I thought a lot about that, and I give that consideration. I appreciate having heard that, but maybe I offer something that is the way I see it. Okay, again, not saying that's a right or wrong. It's a good observation for the man that made it. But for me, what I'm doing here is trying to deliver another dimension of the solution. Okay, just that's it. Just another dimension of the solution through the porthole of Nick Begich's soul, okay? That's it. That's the only thing I'm doing differently. Alex does it through the porthole of Alex's soul. And I say he does it really well and elegantly for who Alex Jones is. And here's what I know about every host on the show, you know, that you're listening to. That's what we're doing. We're showing our heart. We're revealing our heart in the method that we have through the channel that we are as a human being trying to do something decent. And you're in it with us. So you participate, you send me messages, I hear you, and I'll try to make the course corrections. And, you know, what I'm thinking about is, you know, as they're thinking about a reset, I'm thinking about just setting it right. How about we do that? We set it right with each other and ourselves in a way that's dignified and respectful, like the messages I got this week. Now, the other one that I got, I really thought a lot about, that was, only heard it from one person, but I know there's a lot of people echoing this right now, is that the way I characterize God as my friend, as love, somehow doesn't fit their narrative. They'd like me to be talking about this angry, vengeful, you know, God. And I get that dimension, you know, from the angry parent sort of point of view. I get that, all right? I get that a lot. But I think what we had happen 2,000 years ago, and then this is the other criticism I get. I don't use the name Jesus enough, okay? I'm going to use that a little bit here. And then I'm going to let that go because I'm not going to parrot someone else's narrative here. That's not what I'm doing here. But I'll say this about that, is if you don't think I use that name enough in my narrative that I'm delivering here, then you haven't seen my heart enough to know who I am and what I believe in and what I do with my life. Because that's my testimony, how I live right now. Okay, so I'm not going to have that conversation anymore. You know where I'm at. You know who I know. You know who I met. You know what? You don't know when I met them. So I'll fill that in someday in the course of the conversation. But today, I want to awaken something in each of you that's awakened me. and I want to do it in the Nick Begich way and no one else. And I thank you for the criticisms because they help me be a better guide to each of our athletes.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And just picking right up from where I left off with the angry God theme, because I want to explore that a little bit, you know, because here's what I think is really needed right now is calm. You know, I would have much rather seen on the backside of the Capitol building 1,000 people singing Amazing Grace instead of charging the doors. You know, that would have had an impression on the world that would have been way different. You know what I mean? That would have really touched the world way differently. And I'm saying, let's touch the world in the ways that we can through who we are and how we carry ourselves into the world. And that's what everyone does here. That's what everyone's doing, whether it's the other Nick who's on the other end of this earpiece that's talking to me every once in a while, who's helping me today bring this information to you, or whether it's you listening to the information or me delivering it. My purpose here is to give you some things to think about, not to say, hey, this is the only pathway, because it's not. I won't ever say that to you. I'll say your pathway is the right one every single time. And as long as you're looking for one of two things, either God or love, which I believe is the same thing, then you'll be all right. And if you don't know who God is, then at least look for love, because this is something I've been saying, and I said it the other night on Coast to Coast. We keep thinking love is a verb, you know, an action word, like hate's an action word. Love is not a verb. It's a noun. It's the other name God gives himself. God is love, okay? It's a noun. Think about that noun doesn't have an opposite, you know. It stands on its own and encompasses earthly love, which is an emotion, a verb. Okay, I'll go with that. But what I'm talking about is something that covers us. Ah, that's not very angry, is it? Kind of a nice covering to get 2,000 years ago if you got the message. And here's the man hanging on the cross with the guys who just slaughtered him. Right? And what did he say? He said, forgive them. They know not what they do. Even the people that were crucifying him in real time, he was forgiving as it was happening. Wow. Did you do that? You don't even do it with yourself. We don't. We beat ourselves up all the time because we're flawed. I am too. I admit it at the front end of the show. Okay, I'm not afraid to admit it. And to be a public person means you give up all your privacy. See, now you're a transparent person. Because the more public I am, the more people will want to point out my flaws. And if I wear the label of a religion, they'll blame that instead of me. So I won't use labels anymore. I'm not going to do that. You know, Thomas Jefferson, the man that made sure that we'd have freedom of religion, never told anyone what his was. Do you know that as a fact? That is a fact. He never did. And why didn't he? Why didn't he? You might self-examine to ask a question, because there's also a Bible version out that he wrote. He carried it around. And it wasn't his words. He carved out of the Bible something now called the Jefferson Bible. Go get a copy at your local Bible bookstore. You know, and in that are the words of Christ. And that's what he followed, that those messages. But he never told anyone. People didn't know it. You know, this is the foundation. Now, Jefferson has been in my heart a lot lately because of this book I started talking about recently. This one by edited by Eric Peterson called Light and Liberty, Thomas Jefferson. But it's nobody's words. It's not Eric Peterson's words. He just compiled from all of the thousands and thousands of recorded words of Jefferson that he read, all those written words he read in a very difficult language that's hard to understand. Jefferson needs a new translation, believe it or not. Now, I'll read you a paragraph even, and it's on forgiveness. Now, you try and get forgiveness out of this paragraph in Jefferson's word, and here it is. I cannot have escaped error. It is incident to our imperfect nature. But I may say with truth, my errors have been of the understanding, not of the intention, and that the advancement of people's rights and interests has been the constant motive of every measure. For honest errors, indulgent may be hoped. Do you even know what that says? I'm a scholar. I have trouble with language, and it's English, 250-year-old English that needs a new expression so that we can understand it in the context of the 21st century. So that in a digital gulag that we're living in, where our digital doorways have been kicked in, the thoughts of Jefferson about freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness might be revitalized in the nation. On the platform that our founding fathers, and I wish there were a few more mothers involved, but you know, that came later as we figured out that we needed to grow in our remembrance of the divinity of each of us, including women, including minorities, including a lot of people. And that's how we began. You know, we started under monarchies, under virtual slavery for everyone equally, equal slavery for all. And then we broke those chains in an age of enlightenment, is what all these wise people said that we can't even read today. So one of the things I want to do is there's a bunch of themes here. Love, faith, happiness, joy, Jesus, of Jefferson's and his words. I'd like to do a segment on each one someday. I need help. All right. Here's my naked hour. You want to talk about a naked hour? This is my former fiance's words, and it's a way of expressing how we feel about ourselves sometimes. You know, when we have to reveal ourselves, when we're vulnerable. Think about this from this perspective. In the garden, we were there, and I was talking about this last week. We were in the garden with the Creator, no good or evil until someone ate from an apple. And now we know good and evil. The first thing everyone does is has their naked hour. They hide themselves. They feel guilt. They've done something wrong. Your naked hour. You hide from yourself. You run away. That's the naked hour, okay? That's our guilt. That's how we carry it. And that's our signaling system. You know, there's two questions. There's two things every time we make a choice that most people don't think about. I was mentioning this the other night on Coast to Coast, and I really want to say it here. When you make a decision, there's actually two things you need to do. A, the choice that you're making, that's the intellectual, that's the brain, that's the mind. And then you have to say, how do I feel about that decision? Okay, that's the other half of the brain, that's the heart, if you want to put it that way. And if you ask that each time, I'm going to decide this, how do I feel? Well, if you don't feel right, you might want to reconsider the choice you just made before you execute. Because when you execute, now you put it in action. And if your heart is saying one thing and your head is saying another, you might examine your heart a little deeper. That's your connection. I'll say it again. That's your connection to consciousness that links you to the divinity that you're creating the image and likeness of. You know, it flows from here. And then it flows out of your voice, into your words, as you create reality with words. What I'm trying to convey is a way to get your power back, that your birthright back, if you will, through a reexamination of a set of words that have been turned around and used against us. That's why you see the train wreck in the world. That's why you see all these institutions in the world that have a form of godliness, but they've denied the inner power of it because they don't have it. They are mimicking it in many ways. Now, I'm not talking about people warming benches there, but there's a lot of bench warmers who don't have their belief well anchored to knowing. And I want to talk about that in a very honest way. But I want to also say something, because I get all kinds of messages. I get one from Yoshi in Japan who hears me and says, I don't plug enough. So I got a plug today for Yoshi in Japan, and it's the Alpha Power deal, right? I mean, and I'm reading the ingredients. I'm thinking, yeah, that'll work for men. Yeah, that's a good one. That'll perk you up right away, and your partner will appreciate it. But the point is, it's a good product. And if you really want to piss off the left, live 100 years. You know, I mean, I want to say that again. And this is from my one of my friends that provides input, too, during the week. You want to piss off the left, live 100 years. And the supplements sold here, I can tell you, are quality, are good, and they'll support that mission. You know, you want to live long enough to make a difference, do something about your health, preserve the temple. And I'm sorry, that was another mistake. It was Paul who said that, not Christ, that the body is a temple. So I'll be right back. We got a great show today, and it's about you. It's all about you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, before the break, I started talking about this thing that Ann had passed on to me, my former fiance, and we were talking about this whole concept of the naked hour, you know, exposed, vulnerable, if you will. That's when you're vulnerable. Okay, when you're exposed, okay, and you got to deal with it, you know. And I'll tell you, as a public person, you're exposed all the time, man. I mean, it's all the time. Every sin you ever made is going to be in front of you someday. Or as my family say, hey, if you don't want to read about it on the front page of the paper, you might want to think about it a little differently, you know. Because when you're raised in it, you have a different perception of it. And unfortunately, a lot of leaders are raised up differently, and so they don't get the training, you know, and that's unfortunate, but that is what it is. And so we all kind of stumble around a bit. You know, I only got a little bit of training. My dad, as many know, disappeared and subsequently was presumed dead when I was young, 14. The big change, you know, the big shock for my life, the big trauma that that altered my path dramatically. And someday I'll talk about all that. I wish there was time to do it all. There just isn't ever enough time. But again, thinking about what I learned in the week that that's transpired since I saw you last, and what was important to me to bring back into this conversation, and how does it all come in? How does content be developed? And you might want to know that. There's a lot of prayer involved, revealing the heart, as I was explaining last week, because I really don't want to screw it up. I really don't. And I thought about it, and this came to me as a one-liner, all right? I start my day with a plan, and if I let it, the universe, God, reshapes it into art, you know? And so I start out with a plan, you know, and then it kind of, in one sense, disintegrates and gets reformed into something that actually works pretty well. And so I kind of weave in and out of conversations with a lot of different people, and I gather a lot of information. I'm reading all the time, and then I've also got some work that I need to do that makes my revenue. That's unrelated to anything that you and I do together, but that's okay. It all comes together, works really good, and I have a livelihood instead of a job, so it's kind of good. It integrates everything I am into what I'm doing. Hey, that's a good way to express ourselves, and we should all try and do more of that in the ways that wherever we find ourselves, express more of our gift, whatever that is. And we all have it. We just fail to see it a lot of times. And so I'm trying to teach some ideas to think about, not just think about them and draw your own conclusions. One of them is always ask two questions when you only think there's one. Everything you're choosing, choose with deliberation, and then ask yourself, how do you feel? So always two questions. One is the choice and one is the feeling of it. Because that will be a guide. That's what feelings are for. It's a guide to tell us. If you get angry in the choice, you might want to think about it. If you feel compassion and empathy in the choice, you might want to just get on it, you know. So use it as a guide. It's a way of testing yourself, testing your own spirit, if you will, against your heart. Because that's where, as a metaphor, we draw where we talk about feelings. We talk about love. We talk about the heart. You know, and again, I want to say, love is the other word that God uses to describe himself. That's important because a lot of people aren't there with you. They're not going to have a conversation with you about God, but they might have a conversation with you about love. Most people want that. Most people want that, unless your heart is so broken and dark, you know. But even them, those that would crucify Christ, for goodness sake, he'd forgive in an instant, and you should too. That's hard. Man, that's a tough one. That's easy to say, hard to do. And here's some things to consider, you know, in this. And I made a few notes, I do that. But they're scribble notes, you know, because I do them all day. You know, they'll come to me and I'll write them down. And then I get through three of them and the other 20 fall on the floor and get lost in the shuffle. Maybe they'll get into some later. But the ones that come through, one, this was two questions, and then think about two witnesses. There's another way to look at two, because we're in a dualistic system, good and evil. That's what the bite of the forbidden fruit yielded, right? A dualistic world instead of one that was integrated, that worked the way it was intended. Out of one consciousness, the way it was intended. With us as created souls, like nodes on that consciousness, like little spikes of light popping through it. If you want to see it in your head a little bit, that's maybe one way to see it a little bit. But think about that as each of the lights go on that are popping through, and we become aware that we're lights, you know. And then we start to see that in other people. We realize that, wow, if we all kind of move in a direction that's different, then we got a beam. And then we have an overwhelming thing that fills a void that's there right now in the heart of men and women all around the world. You're going to be the filler of that void in some way. What do you want to fill it with? What echo chamber in the void of people's hearts do you want to enter and change? Not to change their path, not to tell them what to do, just so that they feel like they can maybe reveal a little bit of their heart to the channel of love, which is not a verb. It is a noun. Okay? If we can accept that noun into our heart, you know, then we change the game plan and the way we reflect in the world, because it comes from a very, very different place. As strange as we all are all over the planet, and I've traveled a lot, man, and I've seen the uniqueness of a lot of people, and I can label it strange or uniqueness. You know, they have different meanings, but they say the same thing in a different way, because they carry a different emotion with them, depending on how you use those words. You see, because words and the emotions that they carry and the intent they carry is how the word in the beginning was that. So you got to think about that as the essence of creation coming out of the words we speak and the vibration that creates and the reality we perceive. That's the physics of it. I was explaining it for a couple hours on Coast last night or Wednesday night, and I explained it a little bit. It's all in what I'm saying. It's science as well as something else that's deeper than science ever thought of being, because science is the analysis of the creation and the uncovering of it, the discovery of it, all right? And we don't know anything, man. I mean, we don't know anything yet. But we're uncovering bits of revelation, if you will, through all kinds of ways of seeing the creation and the truth that's around us, you know, and that's the point I'm making, is the path to your own salvation is the path worth traveling. And anyone who wants to judge another man's path is stepping in a place of judgment I would not recommend at all. I'd be very careful there. I'd be very, very careful there. Because the real judgments where there's power, unless you are, in fact, a judge and in the position of making judgment, the real power is the self-judgment you make about how you're going to reflect in the world. I'll give you a simple example that we can all do. Next cashier you see with their head down, not looking in the eye, grab their attention with a bit of joy and draw them into the joy. And what you'll have done is create a chain reaction in yourself, in them. It's called resonance. It's a mathematical principle that I've explained before, but it applies to joy. Be an expression of something different and cause the tidal wave to begin in that direction. This is Dr. Nick. We're going to be right back after these messages. Hey, support us if you can.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me.
You know, I always forget, and if it wasn't for the crew, I'd always forget to run my own ad, you know, and it's like, I don't sell anything there. It all ends up back at the InfoWars store, but I have a lot of information there, including my past broadcasts segregated in a way that you can look at them under a button called 50 videos, 50 topics, and there's actually like 100 there. When you click on it, it goes straight into the InfoWars programming, which is band.videos, and then it chronologically lists them. So you can look back at what I've been doing and what I've been saying and kind of put the messages together and get the whole picture of what I'm trying to say. At least part of it, you know, you always run out of time, and today I get the whole hour, so I'm really happy about it. But I want to finish up kind of where I was at. I was talking about two choices. I talked about two witnesses. The witnesses are you against your own soul, because you know all your sins that everyone doesn't see, and the universe that knows all of what you don't even see. Okay? And so those are the ones that matter. Everyone else is commentary without clarity. Commentary without clarity because they're not walking with you in your shoes every day. but God is, whether you know it or not. And so those are the only two witnesses to make your judgments by. And believe me, at the end of the tunnel, it all comes clear. But this life is a snapshot. It's like a photograph in eternity, all right? It has a little texture on it, gives it a little bit of depth. But in the scope of eternity, the bandwidth here is pretty narrow, if you want to look at it that way. This is a snapshot of reality, and our perception of it in the body is regulated by a set of sensors that limit the bandwidth. The visual system that we have here, the eyes, only see up to a certain bandwidth. So they don't see infrared or ultraviolet, but other creatures that are alive do. That's interesting, isn't it? The hearing, our hearing. We hear a vibration between 150 hertz or pulses per second in the acoustics, all the way up to about 24,000 hertz or vibrations per second in words that come out of things and sounds that we hear around us. You know, dolphins hear up to 250,000 hertz, 10 times the bandwidth in terms of their perception of sounds that we don't even know exist through our bandwidth of the human body. So you got to remember, all these senses that we have a limited perceptual ability, okay? Then you have to go, well, where do you get all this? No, inside, you know, thoughts, you can't touch them, you can't grab them, you can't shove them in a box, emotions either. But they decide everything, right, in so many ways, or at least how you feel about it and what you think about it, if you're observing it and what you're doing. Okay, so this is your plug into consciousness, is this other thing that you have, that I have, that we all have, that we don't see, we can't touch, we can't put in a box, our thoughts and our emotions. And people want to hook that up to the brain and say, oh, that comes from the brain. No, it's the other way around. This is how physics this is what physics teaches us, that out of energy comes matter. Okay, that's fundamental physics. That goes back to the very basics. Matter comes out of energy, out of consciousness. Out of consciousness. Deliberate decision. This is what quantum physics, the best of the best in science, are telling us. You know, what a weird pathway to get to that answer, right? Math, science, get to that answer, that really it is a conscious God. If you give it any name you want. God couldn't even name himself. He tried a bunch of times in the Bible to give us breadth, depth, you know, A to Z, Alpha, Omega, all this stuff. Try to get the bigness of it pictured in our heads. But we can't because our bandwidth is too narrow, as I explained. But how do you explain bandwidth 2,000 years ago when no one even knows there's a vibration involved? So, you know, again, 2,000-year-old language manages to come through. We can still perceive it in some way that it rings true, you know, 2000. I talked about Jefferson a little while ago, and I read a little of Jefferson. How convoluted is that to try and discern, you know? Okay, so, and that's principles by which we say we live, is Jeffersonian thought, yet we can't even articulate it very well. And I'm a scholar. All right. This means that I need to slow down, take another look, make sure I'm digesting information in a way that can bring it into form so we can have a conversation and talk about these ideas and reform our republic on the foundation that it began with, a rearticulation in the 21st century that has creation in it, that has who we are embedded in it as living souls doing work in the world, all of us. This is the foundation upon which this nation was formed. Was brought into form through a set of words embedded in a constitution that even through the fog of 250 years, we still read clearly. Wow. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, as I read Jefferson, you should view as a miracle that we could articulate some words that would carry their whole meaning through 250 years of time, or words that could carry their whole meaning through 2,000 words of time or longer. Because the Bible isn't a book. It's a group of books under one cover. It's called a compilation. Okay? There's a lot of ignorant people that don't know that, that would beat you in the head with this thing that they don't even know what it is they're beating you in the head with. So we need to take a different view of this. It's not about beating someone in the head. Okay? It's about letting them wake up and us being the gateway maybe for some love that might come through us as humans and the way that we behave towards each other as an example, a living, vibrating example that came out of energy into this world to do something. And that's every single one of us. And that's the big message here, ladies and gentlemen, is we all have this capacity and we don't even realize it, but we can realize it. We can begin to realize it. We can then take control of ourselves, which denies the control of ourselves from someone else. Okay? Now, this is something to think about here. Now, when you react to someone who's pissing you off in anger, you know what you do in physics? Here's the physics of that. Not the theory, the science. When you take that energy and then you add to it your energy, you create a thing called resonance. X plus X in brackets, and then you square it. You amp it all up. So you feed the beast. I'm going to say it again. You feed the beast the fuel that it needs to devour. Is that what you want to do? I don't think so. But we get angry for good reasons. We're mad. We're upset. We're kicking the money changers' tables over, ladies and gentlemen. We're angry. And the commercial reminded me of Cecil Rhodes. You know, the first time I ran into Cecil Rhodes as a young man at 14, studying gemology, studying diamonds. And Cecil Rhodes has a place in the diamond world because he created the cartel, the De Beers cartel, that concentrated all the diamond wealth from every wedding. Think about this. What did they take from every wedding when you bought that diamond from the De Beers cartel? You fueled the bankers. You fueled Cecil Rhodes and every Rhodes scholar that came from him. And we didn't know it. We were innocent. We were, you know, that's on the cross. God forgive them for what they do not know, right? God doesn't hold you responsible for what you do not know. But when you know, now we have responsibility to behave differently because now we know. But in knowing, not believing, this lesser bit of knowing is believing. Knowing causes the behaviors to fall off your back like water because they no longer serve anything. Their illusion evaporates. Their control over you evaporates. See, these are the tentacles of evil that grab us and turn righteous anger into something ugly. Let's not let that happen, ladies and gentlemen. Let's reroute the channel and let's turn the channel and let's change the course in which we're traveling. And we all have that choice when we ask ourselves in making every choice, how do we feel about it? And God will answer that question every single time.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
EarthPulse.com, EarthPulse.com. Go there, sign up for my mailing list. And I know I keep saying I'm going to send something out, and I haven't. And the reason I haven't is I don't know what, I didn't know what to ask for and what to volunteer and information that would be useful to what we're trying to do together. And until I really know, I just don't. I'm not going to bother you with a bunch of stuff that you don't need. So go there because I'm about to start asking for help. I'm going to have my naked hour. I'm going to tell you what I need to make my work get done. And it's not about money. It's about volunteers in my community of Anchorage in the area I live. I need a volunteer coordinator and I need some help so I can plug in another 100 hours into the InfoWar and get it into this channel that is communicating some things that I think need to be communicated, not just about the stuff we've been covering today, but a lot of the mechanical stuff that gets covered all during the week. I don't have enough time, and it's just me here in this spot right here, and I need a few other people to join me in this spot, and for me, that requires a bit of humility because I don't like asking for help. I like doing it the way I do it, where I don't have to get paid. I don't need to do any of that. I don't need to get paid. I'm not for this, but I do need people to commit some of their breath of life, like I commit mine, to show up. And they have been. I'm really happy. Without even asking, they've been showing up. And I've been out talking in my conversation with God about what I'm supposed to do, and people have to show up or I won't do it. That's how it goes. So back to the message of the day. That's my ad. The ad for help so I can give you more information. Choices. I'm talking about the two questions, the two choices, the duality of the earth, up and down, left and right. You know, think about up and down. You know, where does up begin and down begin in that line? How about left and right? Where on the line does left begin? Where on the line does right begin? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? How about temperature? When is it really cold? And when is it hot? How about too hot? You know, I mean, where are we on the line of hot and cold, left and right, up and down? Where are we on the line is really maybe a more interesting kind of question, you know? And nobody even thought there was a place on the line that might be different. Wow, that's our beliefs. You know, they tell us where on the line we are. Okay, those can change. Those have a little elasticity in them based on what we know that gets locked into conviction. Whoa. And then projected into our words, into what we do. Because what we know is what we do, not what we speculate on. You know, what we fear doesn't happen to us most of the time, right? What we dream doesn't happen either, right? Now, how do you activate the dream or the horror show? By taking an action based on a choice without asking the question, how do I feel about that? Will lead either to a train wreck most of the time, not all the time, because sometimes, a lot of the time, maybe even most of the time, God doesn't let us have the train wreck. We're otherwise walking it. If a good parent, you know, again, tries to steer you in the right direction, give you a few hints along the way, a couple of little nudges, you know, a little whisper in the ear. However you perceive it, you know, whatever your deal is, or your conscious plug-in to consciousness, and whatever you want to call it is all right with me, is fine with me. I'm not going to judge you for that. That's not my place. My place is to provide information. So you might listen a little more closer, whatever's going on, and then you might say, wow, the search for love took me to God, or the search for God took me to love, and either one of them will end you in the same place. It's worth the search. It really is, and it's worth spreading that and filling the void with some of that. And here's, I give again, everyone underestimates their power in this, all right? We're all pinholes that can bring it all through. We're all pinholes in this universe. Think about yourself that way. And everything around you is the universe, and you're the pinhole, along with a bunch of other pinholes, but not like some small, insignificant thing. Embedded in us is the image and likeness of the whole, the creation, God, love, the core of what is possible. If we can push that a little bit out of us, just a little bit, you don't have to do much, just a little bit. You start this bleed of energy moving in that other direction. Now you're feeling depressed. You're bummed out right now because your job's gone because you worked in a restaurant until a few a year ago, you know, or whatever's happening that's really depressing and it's hard. I've been in hard spots. You'll get more of it as you get to know me in this broadcast and others. But here's what I know about that. If I just let go of that just for a moment and recognize the hurt in someone else just for a moment, maybe it's just the sad cashier that you get to cheer up that day. As soon as you put effort into lifting someone else, you lift yourself through resonance, the principle I was explaining that the evil guys use to grab you and run you in the wrong direction. It's a theft of your emotional creative power channeled into destructive forces. And look around the world, train wreck the world is in from people behaving badly in every instance. And everything you have to complain about or be the victim of are ultimately choices that people made without discernment, without asking, how do I feel about it? Then maybe changing their course a little bit. And it doesn't take a majority of anything to do anything. It takes just one person to start. You. You want to start an avalanche? Throw the rock in the right pond, in the right spot, in the right place. You know? Create a wave you don't even see the end of because you just don't take responsibility for anything but doing the very, very best that you personally can in a way that brings you a measure of joy because that's you're entitled to that. You shouldn't feel so guilty you're not entitled to a measure of joy. Ask for grace so you don't screw it up. And ask for a measure of joy in finding your gift and repurposing it in your life. That's all. Channel a little bit about that part of you, that part that you believe in, that part that you really want to amplify, that you know is the goodness in you, and find the simplest ways that you, with absolute conviction, know you can pull off. And then do the then elevate the events to the biggest ones you can pull off with that kind of joy, knowing that you're doing it. And man, what flows into that is a chain reaction. You don't need to get attached to it. Know that you're lighting up the other nodes of life, creating the image and likeness inadvertently by the side effect of just doing your internal and external projection. Internal work, so you get purify your spirit a little bit, you measure it against your voice, your truth, and then try and do a little more of that. And don't feel overwhelmed like you're a big failure. God takes your flaw. This is my biggest realization, guys, is as flawed as I am, and I am. I have screwed up so many different ways in my life. I'm flawed. You may not see that. I'm going to reveal more of that because I want you to feel that for me, that I'm just like you. I've gone through my traumas too. And so as a leader, I have to reveal myself so that you can forgive yourself a bit and know that you can still accomplish things in the world being flawed. You know, that's the beauty of it, see, is if we are available to try and do something better, it works just fine. You have to be available. You have to remain calm. You have to try and express yourself as a better version of yourself every day. And my hope every time I come on the radio that it's more powerful, that it's better, that it reveals more of what my heart is saying, and that if it gets out of control, some of you, please tell me what you think. And even if I disagree with you, I'll be respectful of what you have to say, and I'll take it deep. I'll listen as deep as I'm speaking, because I need to learn how to listen deeper. I say it again. I need to learn how to listen deeper. And if you believe, if something, share with me, I want to hear it. info@earthpulse.com. Now, know that I can always respond. Don't feel like I've left you out of the conversation. I try to take it all in. I may answer you in a broadcast. I do that a lot. See, because this is what quantum entanglement's about. Why you're the tip of the spear and we're in this together is a matter of physics. And the physics tells us that once we touch each other, we're entangled forever. No matter where we are in the world, we're entangled forever. And that's how the universe entangles with us. When we know we have one to entangle with, we become consciously participating in it. That's what we're doing. The butterfly effect is what I've been explaining today, another principle in physics. That says a very small a breath on one part of the planet could literally create a hurricane on the other. That's the physics. You're that breath, ladies and gentlemen. This is where your power is. You are the breath, the butterfly's wing that changes the world by your intention to do it better. To do it better, to do it richer, to do it greater in terms of your own possibilities when you link up with the universal and you allow it to take one step for the one you take, the universe will elevate you a million steps ahead of the game. You're in the info war, internally and externally, and let's change the world together. Let's change the way we see the world. Let's change the way the illusion sees reality. This is Dr. Nick. We'll be back next week. Thanks for being here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.